quote. In order to gain spiritual instruction, Buddha himself made offerings of material things, service, and practice. He sacrificed wealth, possessions, and other objects of attachment. And since one is a follower of Buddha, one should do likewise. Thus, the importance of correctly approaching an all-kind guru cannot be overstressed. Meeting with and being cared for in this and in future lives by a guru is purely one's own responsibility. So serve your guru well. Without following a qualified teacher, there is absolutely no method which brings enlightenment. However, when training under a spiritual master, be sure to maintain a correct attitude towards him or her. Whatever happens, do not permit the thought to arise that the guru may have faults or shortcomings. Meditate in this way from the depths of your heart. In general, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have said that one should never see the ordinary feelings of a human being in the guru. If you think that you see something low or base in your teacher, consider that it is just a reflection of your own impure attitudes. Once you've accepted a guru, meditate so as not to give rise to any disrespectful or unworthy thoughts, even if your life is at stake. End of quote. Having a spiritual master brings great kindness into our life. We should attempt to find one and establish a connection with him or her by making three types of offerings: material objects, service, and correct practice. The offering of practice means always to live by the teaching of one's guru. But what happens when the guru gives us advice that we do not wish to follow or that contradicts Dharma and reason? The yardstick must always be logical reasoning and Dharma reason. Any advice that contradicts these is to be rejected. This was said by Buddha himself. The practice of guru yoga means that one ignores any negative traits that the guru may seem to have, and that one meditates upon his or her positive qualities. If we can develop the habit of always seeing the guru through his or her good qualities, our confidence naturally grows. Perception of faults in the guru should not cause us to feel disrespect, for by demonstrating faults to us, the guru is actually showing us what we should abandon. An important point here is that the disciple must have a spirit of sincere inquiry and must have clear, rather than blind, devotion.